This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Jeff Shackelford is a senior writer for Golf Week. He is a Golf Channel contributor, co-host of the podcast, The Shack House, and he's got the most popular blog in the game. The website is jeffshackelford.com. Always a pleasure to welcome Jeff Shackelford back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, John. Good to be back.
Thanks for doing this. Talking about next year's schedule. May or may not be revealed at the Players next week, but it's kind of been coming out in drips and drabs. Let's start with the two big changes. Players moving back to March. PGA moving to May. Are you a fan of both of those moves?
I was initially. I'm becoming less of a fan in a year like this when you look at the weather in the Northeast and you try to imagine how a superintendent's going to be able to get a Bethpage Black or an Oak Hill together in what will be, as we're recording this, about 2 weeks from now. And, you know, agronomically, I'm very concerned about a major championship trying to have really great conditions in May in the Northeast. I think that's tricky. I never attended a Players Championship in March. I've only known it in May, and I've really enjoyed it in May, and it's a little bit bittersweet. Next week for me, because I love Ponte Vedra and I love that time of year, but everybody who's been there for years and just said it never captured the same buzz and vibe in May, and so I trust their instincts that the tournament had something more, it just had a different energy, it had something in March, and I'll tell you what, the other thing I'm a very big believer in overseeded golf courses versus Bermuda grass golf courses. Bermuda just doesn't translate well to television. It really flattens out. It looks gray and kind of bland, and those, you get that contrast and a little bit of that shine with the ryegrass overseeded course, and it just pops on TV. So I think from a golf course perspective, the TPC Sawgrass will kind of get rejuvenated by being back in March and looking the way it did. And also a little more volatile weather.
Well, there is that. They made these two changes, in particular these two changes. One, not to conflict with football in the fall. And two,
right. Two
to make Olympic year scheduling a little easier. Do you like those ideas?
I do. Although, you know, as things change in the NFL, you know, it's one of those, we could look in 5 or 6 years and people would say, wow, you worked around the NFL. Well, it turns out there's a whole bunch of sports fans who don't like the NFL anymore and would love the love to watch some fall playoff golf. So they're doing the right thing right now. You know, the NFL numbers are incredible still, even when it drops 10% a year for the last couple of years like it has in terms of TV audiences. So I like that. The Olympic issue, I just like the tightness of the schedule, but part of me still thinks that they're, the fall element is really a great time to watch golf, but the ratings suggest otherwise. So I understand why they're kind of moving all this to where they're moving it. They're trying to get to where people are most likely to watch it on television, and then also what works best for the individual tournaments.
Okay, well, that leads me right to the fall question I wanted to ask. I'm a little confused about that. So in trying to envision what the fall will look like, the regular season vis-a-vis like the Tour Championship is just going to happen sooner. And it's your understanding, Jeff, there'll be a bigger window of nothing before we get to those same dates of the fall schedule?
Maybe a little bit of a window, but this is golf, and they like to fill in gaps, so I won't be surprised if they try to fill in some. Obviously, the European Tour is going to jump on this, and move their BMW PGA to September, which is a much better time to play that event. You know, they try to play that in May, and it really isn't the right time. The golf course is never quite right. The weather is lousy, and unfortunately, I fear, you know, what the struggles they've had with the at Wentworth with the BMW PGA could translate to the PGA Championship certain years. But so I think the European Tour will really seize on that opening in what we'd call, I guess you'd say, September, and probably that entire month. So for the golf fan, there will still be great stuff to watch because that'll be kind of a group of premier events in Europe and a beautiful time over there to be watching golf as well.
We're talking with Jeff Shackelford here on the Augusta Golf Show, talking about some of the schedule changes for next season. Other things that have kind of come out? Do you like the WGC event moving to Memphis and the St. Jude?
I don't understand that one at all. Total mystery to me, other than keeping FedEx very happy. It'll be a WGC event in Memphis in August after the four majors have played and before the playoffs have begun. So I have no idea why any player would want to go there other than obviously the money is very good and the points are very, very healthy for world ranking and for the FedEx Cup. But otherwise, it just sounds hot, and at a time of year when a lot of players would like to take a little vacation after what will be a more condensed and tight and hectic schedule, really, from January to late July.
Two stories that are out there that I find interesting. First one is this weekend's venue at Quail Hollow. The rumblings are it wants out of the year-to-year golf tournament grind and kind of wants majors and Ryder Cups. Do you hear the same kind of things?
Yes, that has been their view. And they have a President's Cup coming up in 2021. They were strongly rumored to be a Ryder Cup venue, but those dates have all been given away now through 2032. So the Ryder Cup is not happening. And then the PGA Championship was a financial success. I don't know if it was a huge success in the players' minds after just so many changes to the golf course. It just doesn't seem like the players have the affinity for it that they once did.
Really? I mean, I know they made changes, but the players have always loved Quail.
They have, but with each set of changes, they've grown less infatuated with it. And now I think it will reclaim quite a bit of luster this week. If you go online, Rex Hoggard has a good piece, and George Savarikas of Golf Channel interviewed players, and they've basically eliminated a few back tees that were, or they will not play them or even look at them, that were used in the PGA that were just silly. I mean, really, really silly. It's not just the walk back to them. It's just then the way the hole plays. It's too much. And it's a golf course, I think, that this is, as you know, I talk about this distance issue. When you start spending 20 minutes of your day walking to back tees, the enjoyment of the round really changes. And then also, it's just, what are you trying to prove? What are you trying to do here? It got a little bit out of control. And one of the par threes was essentially you could not hold the green from the back tee. So they, to Johnny Harris's credit, somebody suggested that they should have a lemonade stand there. And for the Wells Fargo Championship this week, they put a lemonade stand on that tee, so it can't be used. You have to give him credit for a sense of humor.
The making lemonade out of lemons. The you also in JeffShackelford.com talked about the fact that it's possible that Quicken Loans puts a tournament in Detroit.
Yeah, that's an exciting thing, I think. Detroit Golf Club's a neat old club, and they have a shorter course there that's really got some incredible Donald Ross subtle, fun holes. And then I'm not sure the status of the architecture of their main course, but it sounds like it's going to happen, and they want a tournament there. You know, the tour will go where the sponsors want to be, and Quicken Loans wants to do something, I think, in Detroit and not do it in, they don't want to go to Bloomfield Hills. They want to make a Detroit story, and they seem very serious about trying to do something that has a real impact on a city that, you know, a once great American city that's trying to bounce back. And I love that kind of thing. And I it's ambitious, and I think it's exciting.
A minute or so we have left. This is coming up in the near future. The new venue for the Byron Nelson, Trinity Forest, Cora Crenshaw. Tell me about Trinity Forest.
Well, I'll let you know. Monday, I'm flying right from the Players to there, and I'm gonna, as soon as I get off the plane, I'm gonna go out there and go for a walk. But I'm very anxious to see how it's received. I've heard a lot of people feel like that the Players are gonna hate it because it is a more Lynx style course. It does not have a Four Seasons hotel overlooking the 18th green where all the Players get to stay. It's new, it's different, it's definitely got some quirk, the kind of quirk that I like, but not always the kind the tour players like. So it'll be a very fascinating thing to listen to the comments. So that's why I'm going to go and take them all in.
He is Jeff Shackelford, again, senior writer for Golf Week. The website is jeffshackelford.com. I always appreciate the time, Jeff. Have a great time, and thanks for doing this.
All right. Thank you, John.